B-Pod Studios.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Astro. Yeah. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know when it's here. My dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know. He don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. 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 Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and this apparently is what my son likes. He wanted extension, but I found out he brutally beat his girlfriend, so I did not allow him to play that today.
Okay.
It is my son Milo's 11th birthday, and it just seems like yesterday that Rich and Crash had beer delivered to the delivery room while we were here, and that I was talking to them on the air, as it took about 6 years for him to come out of my wife's vagina. Milo, hello.
Hi.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's going on for your birthday today?
Nothing. I open my presents when I get home from school.
What'd you ask your mom and dad for your birthday?
Nothing.
You asked for nothing?
No, I obviously asked for presents.
Yeah, you asked for presents, but what did you? Is there anything particularly you want?
Gift cards.
Gift cards for what?
Xbox.
For what game?
Fortnite.
All right. So you like Fortnite very much. That's your favorite thing in the world, right?
No.
What's your favorite thing in the world?
Spending time with you guys.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's
how about that?
That's a moment right there.
That is a moment right there. All right. And your big school play is tonight.
Yeah.
Are you and you're excited for that?
No.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of pressure on you, as you are playing a hyena in The Lion King, and I think there's several hyena. All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, tell Zoe that I love her, and I love you very much, buddy. And I'm very excited that you're turning 11. I'm not excited that you're leaving elementary school. I'm going to most likely weep during your graduation. But I want you to have a lovely day at school, and I can't wait to see you when I get home.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you say to me?
Bye.
No, what else?
I love you.
All right, thank you. Love you too, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
How about that, Fred? Just all he wants is time with you.
That was great.
I must have been coached.
How about that?
All right, let's get down to business. This is the second song he wanted. All right. It is the Bruins Superfan Contest. You have until 10 a.m. today to get in via Twitter. Tomorrow, we will have the finalists in studio. 2 minutes or less video is why on why you are a Bruins Superfan needs to happen. You got to use the hashtag Sports Hub Bruins Contest and send that to the Twitter account at 98.5 The Sports Hub. And Rich, you are very excited about this. This can be hit or miss. We've had ones that didn't really work out.
Tomorrow at 8? Oh, I don't know if it's going to be hit or miss, but it'll be something you'll never forget.
No, I said sometimes these can be hit or miss.
Oh, this the actual like submissions and things? Oh, I mean, yeah.
We've had ones before where we didn't get a lot of good ones. This is, you're very excited about this.
I'm humbled, astounded.
Wow. All right.
Slightly terrified.
This has been a long time since you've been like this about a contest.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes it's like, all right, we'll get some submissions and they'll be fine. But Bruins fans are just a different breed of human being. Like, if you are diehard into the Bruins and you make it like 90% of your life, you just have something. There's a makeup in your bones that is completely different than a normal human being. In that,
yeah, and Patriots fans, as annoying as they are, they do not, and as many as they are, as there are, yeah, the Bruins fans do not annoy me. They are just drunken, drug-addled, crazy people.
And there's something slightly off, which I love. I mean, that's why guys like, you know, Xanadude are so fantastic. I mean, the first time I had no idea who this guy was, and I was walking nowhere near the TD Garden. I was by the Boston Common, and this dude in rollerblades with a giant Bruins flag and the Hanson Brothers glasses with the tape in the middle and a teddy bear coming out of his shirt is just rolling through traffic. I'm like, all right, well, I need to know this guy's story. Xanadu's fantastic, of course. We all met the big scary man guy who dresses like the Viking
for
all the games and goes absolutely crazy. There's a ton of people like that, and I'm like, there's got to be more out there. And I want to give these tickets to game one to somebody who is either on the same level of these guys or even more psychotic. And boy, did our listeners come through. Now, we got some where people really put the legwork in. Like, there was this girl who submitted one yesterday. It was phenomenal. She went all over town, filmed in different places, and went nuts, and it was very funny. And then there's people like the Ultimate Warrior guy,
right,
who we've seen before at games, who sent in a video anywhere. Just to give you a taste of the Ultimate Warrior guy, this is, I had to cut it off because of a little dabble do you on Ultimate Warrior guy.
You're saying the act wears thin.
I think at one point you're just like, all right, well, I kind of get it. It's kind of like seeing Slipknot in concert. The first two songs, you're like, oh my God, these guys are loud. And by the third one, you're just kind of numb to it. You're like, yeah, that's a loud band. Okay. So here's Ultimate Warrior guy in fairness, let's give him due time.
Go.
Oh, no. You got a warrior. It's labeled warrior.
All right.
Right there. Yeah. We got to work our way up to a couple of these guys.
I'm just humbly playing them in order. All right, here is the warrior guy.
It wasn't too long ago I came here in a capsule from the hockey gods above. In our last meeting, they hit me with the power of the warrior. And they told me that Tutcher and Rich from 98.5 The Sports Hub was having an Ultimate Bruins fan competition, and the winner would go to a Stanley Cup Finals game. I came here for one reason, and that is to send the power of the Ultimate Bruins warrior down the throat of every opponent. How would I prepare, you must ask yourself? Will I take a bunch of pucks to my chest? Will I break a bunch of sticks over my head? Will I run through the glass as it sheds through my skin? All I know is when this freaking agent comes out, all will know that the Ultimate Bruins warrior is totally out of control. Right.
Now, can he come into studio or is he working at the library?
I think he could come in. I just, as I said, I'm going to over-invite people. Yes. I want there to be like 15 dudes in studio. I want it to be chaos.
This is something you're going to want to watch on Twitch.
Oh, Lord. And there's like a theme, too. Like, there is a wrestling crew that is Bruins theme. Like, Bruins Hulk Hogan sent me something yesterday, too, which more of that.
Okay.
Very strange.
It's their gimmick.
But now let's get to guys who I believe are future superstars, next level. This first guy is someone I had actually seen online before. And as I said, for some reason, sometimes you see something on the internet and it just doesn't hit you or it doesn't occur to you that this is a real human being. I just thought this is someone who just existed in this internet sphere and maybe was up in Maine and we'd never hear from. I'm just calling this guy Bruins guy. Bruins guy is this dude who wears like a Bruins shirt and like sweatpants.
All right, I am not lying. It looks like Jay Stu.
Let me see. And he looks a lot like James Stewart.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
And he wears these dark
sun. I'm hitting a cat with my stick.
these dark sunglasses and makes a million videos of him that usually feature him banging a stick on the ground and yelling about the Bruins in a parking lot, usually.
Okay.
And then sometimes he just makes... Maybe I'll just let you hear it. Let's take a listen, Fred.
Go, go. Bruins, go.
Man, that's the last sound you hear before you black out.
That's when you're in the well.
Like he's very much alone.
Wow.
In the video, he's very much alone, and he is just hitting a stick on the ground.
Oh God!
And then, oh, he works in a bodega or something.
He's behind the counter at a donut shop.
Is that a donut shop or like a bodega?
Maybe it's a bodega, but he's singing to himself. You'll continue to hear more of this gentleman.
Well, he's coming in.
A lot of our listeners know who this guy is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, they never met him.
But his
videos have been around, and I've seen him too, and they're always, like, weird. But this guy has got, let's say he's prolific.
Go, go. Bruins, go.
All right, you remember the 80s when people had just started getting software where you could make videos?
This is like the public access superstar.
Yeah,
like,
this is
a treat. But he makes a ton of videos that I'm just now discovering, and there's one in which he goes out on what looks like his front lawn, or at least right in front of his house. And there are some kids on the way to school while he's filming this, and the mother in like a stroller. And at one point, when he starts yelling and banging his stick, the kids like start moving very fast. And then at one point, he starts to rip off his shirt. All in the meanwhile, while there's children, would you like to hear the audio? It's right here. This is the same dude. This is the same guy.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's break.
Okay. All right.
And let everyone wait for the man in the wife.
Think about what you just heard.
The man in the wife, Peter.
At Toucher and Rich, I've tweeted out some of these videos, and we got ourselves we got an interesting gentleman.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a superstar so much as is security. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What the hell is going on? All right, we're having this contest. You got a little under 2 hours to get through.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole thing. Rich is loading the studio with maniacs.
I feel sorry for Bert and Nick, who are going to have to, you know, like herd all these people into one area.
Dude, once that heroin dude came in for that one contest, I think
oh,
we're all
man.
Right.
So who do we know is definitely coming? Big Scary Man Guy is definitely going to be here.
Yeah.
Xanadu, we have confirmation, will be in studio.
Oh, yeah, great.
We just got confirmation an hour ago.
Fantastic.
Okay. He's going to be here in studio.
Right.
And whoever else from this contest
we invite.
What
about that Warrior guy?
Well, Bruins Warrior, we're going to reach out to him. I think that he should be in here. Also, I mean, we haven't made our decision yet, but dude with the Bruins motorcycle from yesterday with the back full of tattoos that's been in ads. I mean, you've got to have him bring his motor. He's got to come in here.
Is he riding that thing inside?
Is he a dog?
In all honesty, he's not going to be able to ride it in here.
No, push it. I understand.
No. What we contemplated how we would get up the stairs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's going to have to figure out a way. I think it would be very funny if he had his motorcycle up here and we just shoved it in the studio. Create less space.
It would be great. It's just going to be chaos. And I think they're all going to have to debate each other on who's the best.
Is this still Bear Force One?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it just goes full Depeche Mode.
Oh, dude, they cover like four other people's songs in this song.
This is
Dead or Alive.
Yeah, this is Dead or Alive.
Spin me right around.
Right, that's right. All right, so anyway, if you want to get involved, you go to... Yeah, that's right. Hashtag SportsHub Bruins Contest. Tag your video. It's got to be under 2 minutes, too. And then send it to @98.5SportsHub on Twitter. All right, so we've met this gentleman. When you say he's prolific, Rich, how many videos are we talking about?
No, I have not found all of them. As a matter of fact, I'm still trying to discover them, but I mean, I've seen like seven or eight, and people are saying that he did a tribute to Renee Rancourt, which is far and away the best thing he's ever done. Although I have a hard time believing that when we've heard...
Again, this man's very alone during these things. Okay, so... Rich is tweeting out some of these videos. Now, this one, he's in a tank top, or I would put it, it is a wife beater is. I mean, it's like an undershirt.
It's the sleeveless undershirt thing, yeah.
And so he has that on, and he is in front of what appears to be his home. There are young children walking by.
Yep, and there's a mother with her stroller.
Yeah.
And like, I can't tell whether or not... Like, the kids look a little spooked out by it, but the mom, you can tell, is like, oh, it's Jeremy again.
Yeah. they're aware of him.
Yeah. So at one point, he's out there, and, like, the kids kind of start scurrying by, and then he rips off his shirt, and they move even faster. But here's this gentleman.
Leaves are playing tonight. The Leaves, all blue and white. Let me tell you something. When you come to Bruins country, when you hear this...
Oh, is that him hitting his stick again?
That's the stick again. That's his thing.
Okay.
That's his thing.
Okay, so that is what rallies the team, is his stick. Okay.
When you hear this, this means you're in trouble. And let me tell you something. Like this shirt, these leaves will freaking fall.
Now, I don't get the analogy. So he rips off his shirt and he's like the leaves, they will fall?
He's not able to actually get the whole shirt ripped, though. The bottom of it's got this really difficult part to tear right around the stomach line.
Now, let me see. Let me see what's doing.
All right.
I know it's not great radio to see a video, but my interest is piqued.
And once again, Fred, you're right. I mean, this guy does remind me a lot of our own James Stewart. I mean, the two of them might be separated at birth.
They might be unknown twins.
Possibly. Okay, so it takes him a little bit of time.
But I think there's an edit there.
Okay.
Yeah, so he just takes off.
So he couldn't, and then he just like ends up lifting it over his head and gets it done.
All right, well.
Where are the kids in all of this?
They've taken off.
Kayla, Jimmy, run!
Yeah.
And then there's just a photo of his phone.
As he's following you down the sidewalk. So there's that gentleman.
Well, it appears that he would at least make it in here. I guarantee he brings the stick.
I hope so. I mean, if we end up, of course, inviting him. Which
I would imagine that would be the case.
I would imagine we might do that. And then there is this guy, which I got a weird feeling we might have to get him on here. His name is...
the guy that made the videos on line three.
Is it him?
Are you the guy with the stick?
Yep, that's the Bruins guy. Came as he. How y'all doing?
Hey, we are doing well. Now,
what should we call you?
You can call me. Well, people call me the Bruins guy since 2017. I'm surprised myself, to be honest. But...
Okay, you're Bruins guy then. All right, is that good if we just call you Bruins guy?
Absolutely, man. That's not at all a problem.
Okay, all right. So, when did you start making these videos, and how many have you made?
I made a crap ton of them. I don't know how the hell. Okay, so. long story short, in September 2017, I had a heart problem. I spent a week in a hospital. I'm fine now. But 4 days after I leave the hospital, they found a video I made at a friend's house with like a random Easton stick on a friend's driveway. That was like 2013, 2014. And since then, I've been like the Bruins guy with I didn't have any lungs back then. But as soon as I found out from a good friend of mine that I was on this thing, I'm like, what the heck is going on?
So you knew when you had that health scare, it was time to live life to the fullest.
Yeah, I mean, the first comment that I got out of my hospital picture to say I'm okay is like, oh, hey, we need you at the game opener. I'm like, okay. And then later on, it became that. And by the way, that video where I tore off my tank top off there, that is absolutely my worst video. I'm not going to lie.
If that's your worst, I can't wait to see your best.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling.
Can we get a little...
Sure, absolutely. Night live on 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is the Bruins guy trying to put his hat in the ring. Whoa, 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 Bruins!
All right, thank you, sir. We'll be in touch. You know, sometimes that happens. You'll have a health scare, and then you'll realize how much time is being wasted.
You embrace who you are and go full tilt.
Yeah, you realize that, you know, it's time to start making some more videos. Sort of wish you didn't call. All right. So now this gentleman, Rich, is what is his situation?
All right. Well, he is I would say maybe like a 70-year-old guy who is dressed as what looks like a Native American warrior. And here's what he's saying.
Oh, well, okay. Well, he's got a headdress on and everything. Don't know really what that has to do with the Bruins. Doesn't look like he's got forever to live. but here we go.
Big Chief wanted to make him cheer here. I am the Bruins' biggest fan. I am going to be the next Bruins Avenger. I am an internet sensation. I've been in music videos. I've been on television. I've been in parades and so much more.
What parade?
He's been in parades. He's an internet sensation.
I will admit that he is an internet sensation.
I like this guy. All right. He's been in parades. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. I mean, when they let everyone out of the psych ward and they go around the common. He's got Bruins pajamas on. He's got a Bruins jersey on. He has some sort of... lighted up. There is a lot of wrestling angles to this.
Lights go off, and he's got wings that light up.
It's like a Ric Flair
sparkly
robe.
Sparkly blue. No, but the lights go off, and it's like he's got butterfly wings.
Yeah, okay. And then he's got a headdress on, a Native American headdress.
Big Chief wanted to make him cheer here. I am the Bruins' biggest fan. I am going to be the next Bruins Avenger. I am an internet sensation. I've been in music videos. I've been on television. I've been in parades and so much more. Don't forget to follow at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hashtag Sports Hub Bruins Contest. See you on Friday. I'm out of here.
And that's when he transforms into a beautiful butterfly when the lights go on.
That's his cocoon. And then he turns into a wonderful butterfly. Well, you got to get that guy in here just for his outfit.
Stop following. Well, I mean,
why would you wear a headdress to a Bruins game?
I mean,
it literally has nothing to do with anything.
Not really. Maybe just had that around.
He'd moved from Cleveland.
Everyone
in Cleveland, that's going over like nobody's business. Well, listen, it sounds like we have a lot. Is there anything you want to do?
You know what? I think that we have, for now, we've got a decent amount. We have until 10 o'clock for you to get your video in.
And so we're just going to shove as many of these people as we can in studio tomorrow. And I don't even think there's much to it. I just think that you have what would be a debate, and then you have the other's challenge.
Yep.
The other people, and hopefully it's organized chaos.
Maybe that dude with the motorcycle just drowns everyone out.
The great thing about... that video is you know he didn't watch it before he sent it.
Yeah, I know. Right, that was him trying to describe his motorcycle, but didn't realize that his motorcycle was louder than his voice was. And... didn't really work out that well.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to turn it on either. Like, like, okay, it runs. I mean, I don't know about that. All right. Looking forward to tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It seems like it will be very chaotic. But we have Xanadude will be in here. We know here. Big Scary Man Guy is going to be in here.
The only guy that we are missing is...
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. Anderson, I'm looking for you, you two-faced rat.
Have not heard from him since then, correct?
No.
No one's been able to find him.
Well, I think Nicky Knuckles is just the guy that, you know, goes to a game or two. He's not like the faster guy where you could just find him walking around. All right, here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And the Sports Hub app. Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The NFL is exploring a bunch of rule changes. Every rule change they seem to have made this offseason is terrible. And just going to continue to... 2017 was a very down year. They seemed to get things together last year, and they had good ratings, and then they're doing everything in their power to ruin that. The most egregious, of course, which we've discussed several times, is the pass interference being reviewable, which, again, just is going to allow receivers to basically do whatever they want. Well, I don't even know why you draft a corner anymore.
Well, the other part of it is, Fred, and we talked about this, would the defensive team ask for a replay because you have some of the great wide receivers in this game giving that little shove with the arm to get themselves the extra separation? Is that offensive pass interference now?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's hand.
There's a lot of hand fighting down the field, but you see some of the great ones like Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham. When the ball arrives, they give with their free arm just a little bump to give themselves the 2 feet they need to make the catch.
Yeah, and there's hand fighting on literally every single pass.
Sure.
And that is going to be reviewable, which is just unbelievable that you're going to be able to, because you're never going to lose. I mean, if they follow it by the rule, you're never going to lose. If you slow something down to, like, fractions of a second, there's going to be hand-checking. Or the guy's not going to get his head around in time. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And the NFL is making these mistakes because they don't understand it's entertainment. They act like it's a science experiment. They act like it's, you know, a plan for war. You know, little things can happen. Wrong things can happen. The NFL didn't shut down last year when New Orleans got screwed. You know, the NFL doesn't shut down when Green Bay got the touchdown. Was it Green Bay or was it Seattle that got the touchdown during the strike?
That was a Hail Mary.
That was Green Bay, I think.
Yeah, that was against Seattle, right?
Against Seattle, okay. So the NFL didn't shut down. I mean, you know, things can happen.
Didn't that almost cost them the playoffs, though? I mean, but
the NFL was fine. I mean, it could have caused
in the end, there was a lot of uproar, but
then it goes away.
Something else happened.
It was so bad that it essentially ended the strike.
Yes, the NFL referee strike. Yes.
But in the most egregious referee tampering and colluding to end the game wouldn't even have been reviewable, which is what happened to Detroit when they wanted the Cowboys to win, which is absolutely true. The NFL rigged that game. They absolutely did. So one thing that makes sense, but they'll never do, is that they want, they're experts here, they want, instead of the onside kick, which has like an exciting Four onside kicks in 52 attempts were recovered. So that's basically a wasted play. The idea is Booger McFarland, who just loves being called Booger, said that teams run a play after scoring a touchdown to determine if they are able to retain possession. And people are suggesting different things, running a 4th and 15 offensive play from the 35 or running a play from the 10-yard line and needing to score. So the idea is that you would get the ball on your on the 35, or you would get the ball from the 10-yard line and you would have to score on that particular play.
Okay, so at first I was for this, but is the way he's phrasing it, does this sound like after every touchdown you can do that? You can have to do that?
No, it's with 4 minutes left.
Okay, that I like better.
That's fine.
Because if you did it after every touchdown, that almost seems like if you have one team whose defense is just awful, then it would just be, like, they would never get the ball.
And the Chiefs...
I mean, the score would be so lopsided.
I like 4 minutes left in the half.
Now, I get that. Now, that I would support that.
But I don't like the scoring of a touchdown as another option. I mean, keep it at least true to where you are on the field.
Right,
I mean,
the 35.
On your own 35, what is it, 4th and 15, you said?
Yeah, it's 4th and 15.
I'm all for that. As I said, that was a rule in the Alliance of American Football.
I actually think it's on the opposing team's 35.
Oh, I thought it was on your own.
No, because...
That makes more sense if it's on your own because possession.
No, because then it's like where you would usually get it pretty much from an onside
kick. But it's a
kick.
4th and 15 from the 35, which is what you would have, which is a penalty because if you would have gotten the onside kick, it would be from the 35 and you'd have first down.
So if you don't convert the 4th and 15, does the other team get the ball where you failed?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
I like that rule.
And so everyone is around here is butthurt because Kansas City made the suggestion that both teams would get the ball in overtime. And they say it's a reaction to the Patriots.
Yes. Of course it is.
Okay, fine. but
it is.
But okay, fine. But it's not like the Patriots invented something like that when Ty Law was hand-checking.
This isn't a changing of the rule because Ty Law mugged Marvin Harrison 15 years ago in the playoffs.
And I don't understand the problem with that. Why? Who wouldn't want that?
Well, I have no problem with it, although it does look funny that it's the Chiefs who are proposing it.
Fine, whatever. Ever the Patriots are the greatest and their fans are not annoying. But the thing is that the one part of the game that's not a slog is overtime. The games are a slog. They're difficult to watch. I mean, they're 3.5-hour games now. Things shouldn't go 3.5 hours. People bitch that the Avengers was 3 hours. An NFL game every Sunday is 3.5 hours? That's brutal. How much time is the ball in play? By the way, in baseball, complain all you want, but at least the ball there's something happening far more often. Yes, John.
I have a question. Suppose Kansas City gets this rule passed, and now both teams
they
get
won't.
A chance.
They didn't. But,
They didn't. They're not going to put it to a vote. There wasn't enough groundswell even to take a vote. But suppose it comes back up as a rule change proposal next year, and somehow it passes. Not next year. Suppose you have a quick strike offense, and you go bam, 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 right down the field, as most offenses are, and you score a touchdown. Now, the other team is allowed another possession by rule. They'll get more time than you did to score a touchdown, to get it back. I guess what I'm saying is they just shorten the overtime to 10 minutes, correct? If you play ball control and you take 7 minutes to get the ball down the field and score a touchdown, then all of a sudden the other team has to score quick.
Well, then that is the advantage of the coin flip.
Right.
I mean, there's going to have to be some sort. It's not going to be automatically equal. And by the way, I mean,
I mean, college football,
it works. Right. I mean, it works in college football.
Would it work in the NFL, since you guys brought this up, would it work in the NFL if you got the ball instead of on the opposing team's 25, say your own 40 in overtime or midfield?
And so you're giving that because the level of play in the NFL
is
superior. Yes, because
would that work that way?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, if you got the ball that way, even if you got the ball at midfield, you know, if you gain 5 yards, you can kick a field goal. There are kickers now that are good enough to launch 60-yarders where you get points out of it. So say you start at your own 40-yard line in overtime.
And then
you play like top and bottom of an inning.
And the best one is that the best idea was that they would run the clock on incomplete passes until the last 4 minutes of each.
I love that. That's a very good idea.
Yes. Yeah.
Speeds up the offense, speeds up the game. I like it.
One thing they did pass yesterday is that they're going to cut the amount of commercials per quarter during the Super Bowl from 5 commercial breaks to 4, which makes me think they're probably going to tag on an extra commercial to each one of those 4 commercial breaks. So it's basically going to end up being the same thing. So the same amount of ads, you just make each of those 4 commercial breaks longer to make up for that space.
Okay.
At least there would be more time for Maroon 5 when Daddy took off his shirt and just saw that beautiful butterfly in the geet. He's at a Gibson right there saying, I play the geet. Alex, go ahead. We've made an error, apparently.
Back on that 4th and 15 after a touchdown, I heard you guys saying Booger McFarland, but it was actually, it's Greg Schiano, the defensive coordinator for the Patriots for a day. He was when he was a coach at Rutgers, one of his players was became a quadriplegic, and he was the one who proposed the 4th and 15 after a touchdown.
Oh, wow. Well, that was necessary. Thank you for that. Got the guy wrong. I want to read you something.
This is kind of funny. Somebody said, how about this? Each team, one possession only. No kicking, no punting. Touchdown wins. Defensive stop or turnover wins for the D. The game can end on any play. So basically every play is a Hail Mary. Or it's like just a quick screen pass, and then you just got to try to suck it to the end. I love that. Any turnover or defensive stop wins for the defense. Yeah, then that would just be Hail Mary after Hail Mary after Hail Mary.
All right, so have you ever taken a look about Adam Levine's tattoos?
What?
Adam Levine's tattoos.
Like the guy from Maroon 5 tattoos?
His tattoos.
I'm sorry. Okay, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have. Who could not see those hunky tattoos?
So he has an angel, he has California on his stomach, he has butterflies, and he has an Epiphone. And there's this...
An Epiphone?
An Epiphone.
Okay, so anyone who doesn't know guitars, Epiphone is like what GoBots were to the Transformers. That's what an Epiphone is to like a real guitar. It's like the lower end, like not even like a... It's like the low end kind of wannabe of like the expensive guitar.
And so this Rigs of Dad Instagram account, if you're not following it, you should, says, so dope. These dudes were just nasty last night. Hashtag raw. Too blessed to stay dressed. If you're always thinking tone, might as well ink in Epiphone. Best Super Bowl ever. He's got an Epiphone head on his, and it's huge. Oh, I hope the 5 play every time.
Maybe they will.
I hope the 5 play every time. That would be the one rule change that I would do.
Maroon 5, it would be like how the Detroit Tigers are always on Thanksgiving. Every Super Bowl, it's Maroon 5.
Yeah, like when the Lions play on Thanksgiving,
you rotate them.
The 5 plays the 12 o'clock game, and then you hustle them out to Dallas. And they play that game, then you hustle them out to the night game.
Double the 5?
If you're a tattoo artist, is there a certain point where you got to go like, no?
Yeah, I can't do that, man. Sorry, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think our work is done here.
Yeah, like, I don't get the head of an Epiphone on your zone. Don't get the butterfly.
Unless it's on a mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly and a mushroom, then you're like, all right, now we're all cool.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, you got papers.
All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
is Tutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now, we might end up flipping guys' sweaters anyway in the middle of this scrimmage because we want to make sure that Bergeron's group of the power play, we're going to use DeBrus to start there, is with them. So if it's a matter of him having to change a shirt, then that's what we'll do. So if this game's going to Vegas, the betting line, I'm giving you a heads up right now that the guys might switch teams.
I hope they do it on the ice.
Maybe that'll be like an Adam Levine situation. We can see what kind of cool tats they have.
Yeah, they all got butterflies and Epiphone heads.
Speaking of that scrimmage tonight, I'm doing you a community service right now. And if you want to go to that thing, this is amazing. So this It's almost sold out. And when I say almost sold out, I'm on the Ticketmaster website right now, and the only section they have left is section 319, starting at row one, basically the whole section, but everything else is sold out. You can't buy tickets in another section. Just for a scrimmage between the members of the team, it's almost sold out.
It's affordable, and you can go watch hockey.
And it's the last time this year you'll be able to see the Bruins at an affordable price.
Yes.
Because after that, it's utterly ridiculous what they're going to charge.
It's going to be the last time until they do this again that you're going to be able to see the Bruins at a reasonable price.
I mean, you're right, with success. And they were already, you know, fairly expensive, but with success, of course, comes... You know, ridiculous.
Tickets are like $125.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at Monday's game right
now. Just a normal game.
The get-in price for Monday is $620, and the price has gone up. Taking a look at Game 5, which is one that obviously could be a clinching game here in Boston, that is $733 for the get-in price, and Game 7 is $903 just to be in the building. Someone's got to televise this tonight. I mean, everyone is, it's been, right now, it's been, what, 7 days since they've played?
Just a reminder, the Red Sox are not on tonight. They're on this afternoon.
There's
a block here starting at 7 o'clock. Nesson could easily televise.
There's no excuse for them to do that. And I know that there's licensing and things like that, but I mean, this is kind of a special case. I mean, what else, if they televise this scrimmage, it would get better ratings than everything else on TV tonight in the Boston market.
And by the way, in Stanley Cup related news,
more than American Housewife.
That's a Thursday. Is that a show?
No, that's Tuesdays. Okay, my take it back.
Is that a show?
Yeah, you don't remember their Kenny Powers show?
Yeah,
it's Eastbound and Down. It stars his lady.
Oh, okay.
But she's been allowed to gain as much weight as she would like.
American Housewife. All right.
Yeah, it's about a couple that live in a bougie Connecticut town. They have three children.
Okay.
And they're, you know, trying to fit in. You know, they rent a house and everyone else is very rich.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just trying, they take it day by day. Hmm. You know, it's their misadventures and ultimately the love of family.
There is no reason for someone not to pick this up. And if Nesson can't do it, I mean, I even on the major networks, this would outdraw everything. People just want to see them play. I mean, they sold this thing out when it's just, I mean, there's no real stakes in this game. It's just them playing. It's basically, you know what it is? It's like when the Patriots had that going away deal before the Super Bowl.
The rally, yeah.
And 30,000 people showed up just to watch Tom Brady throw that microphone to Scott Zolak.
You have 18,000 for a scrimmage. And just to show you how big the Bruins play in this town, Red Sox just announced that if you're holding tickets to next Wednesday's home game against Cleveland, it will now start at 6:10 instead of 7:10 because it's the same night as Game 2. And Sox are well aware that fans want to watch both if they can, if you're holding game tickets.
Oh, so they're going to shove it on Nesson and then they're going to have to go and put it on Nesson Plus after.
No. These games aren't on Nesson.
Yeah, the games are on ABC. But
they just know that no one's going to watch it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they just know no one's going to see it if that's the case.
Yeah, the game one is on NBC. Game two is on, I said NBC.
I said ABC. I was wrong. That's what I was saying.
Okay. Game two is on the NBC SN.
Okay.
Game three is NBC SN, then NBC, 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 NBC. So.
Sox just trying to get people home earlier so they can watch the game.
Mm. Well. You know, good luck. We got this Chavez fella. He's hitting ding-dongs.
Chavis.
I call him Chavez.
Oh, okay.
The correct pronunciation.
Sure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he can't turn around and just start saying he's going to pronounce his name the way it doesn't look like it should be pronounced.
Well, it looks like Chavis.
Looks to me like Chavez.
There's no E or a Z in there, I don't think.
I don't care.
Stupid.
It's not my problem.
It's your problem.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Chavez has many tattoos.
Well, listen, if he's got a butterfly and an Epiphone headstock, then he's my guy. Going to talk to Mike Rupp, a former NHL player, also an analyst from the NHL Network. We'll talk to him. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.